Today's reading passage is from Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. For through the grace given to me, I say to every one among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. Brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 4,400 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Swaziland, South Africa, Botswana, Cote d'Ivoire, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. One of the terms that is used most in churches is faith. Only when we have faith can we receive salvation and get to the heavenly kingdom. Only with faith can we meet God, receive the answers to our prayers and blessings. Therefore, all believers who are attending church and are leading a life in faith are those who have faith. But even though they all say they believe in the Lord, the magnitude of their obedience to the will of God is all different. It is to say that their measure of faith to obey and live by God's word is different from person to person. For example, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You hear this verse very often while you are leading a Christian life. But there are few believers who can obey this simple verse completely. If they face difficulties, they become sorrowful, complain, and stop praying. There are many who fall into temptation, get discouraged, and become unable to perform their God-given duties. But even those who have little faith, as they keep on trying to obey the Word, their measure of faith will become bigger, and they will receive more strength and ability to obey the Word. Because they love, they believe in God, they love God, so they will try to keep His commandments. Then, as they keep on trying, the untruths and evil will be rooted out from your heart, and your heart will change into spiritual heart. And to the extent that your heart is changed into spiritual heart, namely, to the extent that your heart is, your heart resembles the Lord, heart of the Lord, He will give us the spiritual faith. Beginning with the first level of faith, a person first receives the Holy Spirit and then are qualified to receive salvation. As they hear God's word and learn it and begin to practice the word, they get to the second level of faith. At the third level of faith, they have the ability to keep and practice the word. From first level to second level, it is easy to go into second level. If you just know God and understand the, know the love of God, you can quickly go into second level from first level. Also, you can go into third level quickly. Because you can just cast off the works of flesh that you commit with sin, the sins that you commit with action. So if you just get rid of them, you will have the deeds to keep the word of God, so you will go into the third level. But it takes a long time from the third level to the fourth level, because you cannot just control your heart, the sinful nature in heart. Even if you try to cast off the hatred from your heart, even if you try to cast off adulterous minds from your heart, you cannot just throw it away. You need a lot of prayer and the help of the Holy Spirit. So as said in Hebrews, that you have to struggle against sins to the point of shedding blood. Only with this kind of a great effort, you can go into fourth level from the third level. Furthermore, if they cast off even the sinful natures from their heart, they get to the fourth level of faith. If they bear more spiritual fruits perfectly, they reach the fifth level, the highest level of faith. As the level of faith goes higher, they will receive more and more blessings that are recorded in the Bible. They will enter into better dwelling places in the heavenly kingdom and receive more glorious rewards. Moreover, even in this life, they will receive the answers to their prayers and experience the works of the living God in all walks of their lives. They will give out the fragrance of the Christ by service and love, so their unbelieving neighbors and friends will be touched and give glory to God, thinking, a true Christian is somebody like that. And God is really living. But some people, even though they have been Christians for a long period of time, they stay at the first level of faith, receiving salvation, faith of receiving salvation, or are content with just a little measure of faith. So even in a long period of time, they do not experience any works of the living God, and they cannot give glory to God. I hope none of you will be like the above people. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will keep this message in your mind and possess even greater faith so that you will experience and meet God in everything. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in the last session, I finished the explanation about the fourth level of faith. The fourth level of faith is to love God to the utmost degree. At this level, when you love God to the utmost degree, you love Him more than anybody or anything else in this world, and you love Him unconditionally without wanting anything back in return. So at the third level of faith, you confess you love God. But in fourth level, it is the level to love God to the utmost degree. So just loving and loving to the utmost degree are two different things, and I already explained to you this. Of course, even at the first and second levels of faith, you have love for God. But for that love to be acknowledged as true love, you should not only confess your love with lips, but your actions should be blameless and unchanging. Many people confess they will give their life to God when they receive overflowing grace. But if that grace cools down, they go back to their old ways of life. When they pray and sing praise, they confess their love for the Lord with tears. But when they face a situation where they have to sacrifice something precious to them and devote themselves, they become stingy before the Lord. Also, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments." Namely, if you love God, you will keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. If you have faith and if you love God, you won't feel burdensome to keep God's commandments. But among those who confess their love for God, how many of them actually do keep the commandments of God completely? Therefore, before you get to the fourth level of faith, you have some love for God, but you cannot be said to have utmost love for God. At the fourth level of faith, you love God first to the utmost degree, and you can give your all to God. Also, because you love God, you keep His commandments completely and obey Him, even if you encounter persecutions or martyrdom. When these kind of people confess, "I love you, Father," that confession will be accepted by God as a beautiful aroma. Today, there are many churches and believers, but it is very difficult to find a person who is at the fourth level of faith. Therefore, only if you go into the fourth level of faith, God will consider you so preciously and love you. As Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17 says, "I love those who love me, And those who diligently seek me will find me. When you love God to the utmost degree, God will love you to the utmost degree too. And He will show you the evidence that He is with you. While you are preaching the gospel, some people say, "Where is God? Let me meet Him, then I believe." But God says, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me." So if you want to meet God, you have to seek Him. And to seek Him is to go to the light and to live by God's word, obey His word. So, and you have to make yourself resemble the Lord. Then, if you go into spirit, you'll meet God, but they don't do it. And they say, if I meet God, I will believe Him. Now, if you pass the fourth level and reach the fifth level of faith, the dimension of love will be different. You will not just love and obey the command, but you will now come to understand God's heart and will and obey it so that you will please God. That's why we say the fifth level of faith is the level of faith to please God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what kind of faith is the faith that pleases God, going beyond the level of loving God to the utmost degree and being loved by Him? If you think about your children on this earth, they love your parents in different measure. Most parents and children say they love each other, but there aren't many children who obey their parents 100%. They obey some words of their parents while they don't obey some other things. Sometimes they not only disobey, but they rebel against their parents or go astray. Some children, they obey if it is beneficial for them, but otherwise they don't obey. On the contrary, although they are not really willing, they obey their parents' word because it's the duty of children to do that. Those children who have more goodness will obey their parents to keep them from breaking their parents' heart. They obey anything so that they give comfort to their parents. But if the love of the children is even much greater than that, when their parents tell them something, they understand the intention and mind of their parents in telling them something, so they will accomplish more than their parents initially wanted. If you don't understand the parents' heart, you can do what they tell you to do, but you cannot do anything more than that. Also, even if the parents didn't mention it, they do the things as their parents like it the most. So if you have that kind of children, you must be happy. And my children are like that. This is beyond just obedience. It is complete submission. Of course, as a Korean saying goes, all 10 fingers will hurt if you bite them. Parents love all children. But among many children, if one son loves his parents so much and obeys and submits from his heart, his parents will love him more deeply. Furthermore, if he resembles the good things of his parents, understands the deep things in their heart, and does everything the way his parents like it the most, how pleased his parents would be with him. The same goes with God. If any child obeys the commands in the Bible that say, "Do this, don't do that, keep this and throw it away," he will love this child to the utmost degree. Furthermore, if he not only obeys the commands completely, but also understands the heart and will of God, and does the things the way God likes it the most, how pleased will God be with this child? But those who are at the fifth level of faith show their deeds not only for a moment or show their love to God only once in a while. They live each second of their life, 24 hours a day, only to please God and to serve the souls without ever wanting to satisfy their own desires. That kind of life does not change even after 10 years or even 100 years. That is the fifth level of faith. Rather than changing of that love will only become greater. If you loved and served your parents with all your heart and truthfully, even before you accepted the Lord, you will do the same when you serve God in faith. Our parents gave birth to only our body, and you still served your parents with all your heart. And our God is the Father of our spirit, who gave birth to our spirit. Especially if you have realized that God gave you His one and only Son while you are still a sinner, how can you not love God? Fleshly love is never perfect, no matter how great it is. In an extreme situation, it may change. Not only the love between parents and children, but also between brothers and sisters, husband and wife, and friends are similar. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I was born as the last child among six siblings and was loved by my parents very much. My mother, for me, she went even to deep mountains and got some herbal medicine, and she made it as like a sweet, and she let me eat one spoon in the morning and one spoon in the evening, and she gave me everything that is good. Also, my father loved me very much, so whenever he had time, he told me the stories of the heroes, and he told me the stories of a great man in the world. And also, he never hit me with a rod. When I was very young, they hit me with a rod when I was very young. But after I grew up a little bit, they never hit me. I heard they once hung me upside down because I was crying so much. I was crying too much. And they once threw me out into the graveyard. I loved my parents so much too, and I tried to please them. It was when I was in elementary school that my mother went to a marketplace. She had to walk 10 or 15 kilometers carrying heavy things on her head. Sometimes, we had to walk 8 kilometers or more than 25 kilometers. She didn't take the bus to save the bus fare. Maybe nowadays, young people, they don't understand. You have to, it's only 900 won, just about $1, about $2, just to save about $2. She walked more than 25 kilometers. She would spend maybe 7 hours walking. I always wanted to go with her, but it was not easy for a little child to walk such a long distance. Soon, I would have no strength to walk. So in the Gwangju market, it was more than 25 kilometers, so I went. And while I was coming back, it was very difficult for me to walk. So I sometimes asked my mother to take the bus, but she would just coldly keep on walking. And I pretended I was not tired. In the marketplace, there were many interesting things, but especially there was the vendor of sweets on the street. Snacks at that time were just corn or sweet potatoes, and even those things were not common. We were always hungry, and how much I wanted to eat those sweets. Because my mother knew what I wanted, she would put her hand in her pocket to buy me those sweets. But I said, "Mother, I don't want it. Let's go quickly." And took her hand and left the place. It was because I knew the reason why my mother walked such a long distance with a heavy baggage on her head. Although I was only 5 or 6, because I loved my mother, I restrained my appetite for sweets. This is just one of the incidents, but I always loved my parents with this kind of heart. Also because they were pleased with me, they loved me very much too. Of course, because I was the last son, I was loved more. So even after I grew up, I thought I shared so much love with my parents, more than any other parents and children. But when they faced an extreme situation, even that love changed. While I was on my sickbed, before I believed in God, I couldn't fulfill my obligations as a husband and father. I was a burden to my families and relatives because I had to spend so much money on my medicines. I couldn't fulfill the duty of being a son to my parents either. The diseases were only getting worse, and there seemed to be no way for recovery. Then my friends, relatives, and everyone who had loved me began to turn their faces away from me. My parents also had tried their best to cure my disease, but finally they gave up too. My mother came to me while I was lying in my sickbed. Seeing her weeping and telling me, "It is your duty as my son to die now," I thoroughly realized what fleshly love is like. But the love of God was different. I didn't have anything to give Him, but He loved me unconditionally. He came to me first and healed all my diseases. And since then, for 33 years, His love has never changed. No matter how desperate the situation, He always answered me when I called on Him. He gave me only good things, and He met me when I sought Him. Of course, if you go away from the truth and go the way of death, it may seem that God has turned His face away from you. But only if you turn away, He will immediately embrace you warmly and guides you to the heavenly kingdom with unchanging love. He is our Father God. I loved my parents with all my heart, and since I met this Father God, how did I love Him? Obviously, I loved Him with all my heart, mind, soul, strength, wisdom, and my life. I diligently listened to and learned the Word of God to please God by all means. I tried my best to obey His Word. So, soon after I accepted the Lord, I could go into the 4th level and 5th level quickly. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the love that you share with God after going into the 5th level of faith cannot adequately be expressed with words. Because you receive a lot of spiritual and material blessings, you are happy. But the happiest thing is that you always communicate with God and share deep love with Him. The worldly people, when they have a very happy moment, wish that moment will last forever. But the joy and emotion of this world will soon disappear, no matter how good it is. When you have a very happy dream, after you wake up, how sorry you feel. That you wish that your dream would last forever. But it's only momentary. But for those who have gone into the whole spirit, their heart is always filled with much more joy and happiness than any joy or happiness you can gain in this world. Even when they are alone, when they walk, when they meet other people, or when they see or hear something, their heart is filled with the love for the Father, and they feel the love of the Father in everything. Even when they look at the nature, the flowers, they remember God first. They are reminded of Father first. The Father created everything so delicately, so they will give thanks to God. Also, God will love them so much that their existence itself will be joy to Him. Whether you sleep or are awake, whether you sit or stand, whatever you speak and whatever you do, everything will be lovely in God's eyes and it'll become His happiness. If there is a jar with good perfume, it'll give out good aroma wherever it is placed. In the same way, if you go into the fifth level of faith and accomplish the whole spirit, all your thoughts and deeds will be pleasing in God's eyes, so that everything of yours will be joy to God. The reason why God created human beings is to gain this kind of child. We can abide in God and the Lord in us. And this way, all our hearts will be united, so that we'll share true love with each other and enjoy limitless happiness. In the next session, I will continue to explain about some characteristics of the fifth level of faith that are very pleasing to God. Including this session, I'll explain to you about the fifth level of faith for about 5 weeks. Let me conclude the message, brothers and sisters in Christ. God the Father is the creator of all of us. We were born by the seeds of life, the reproductive cells from our parents. But even those seeds were given by God, and the one who gave the Spirit in your body is our Father God. Especially, He gave out His only begotten Son for us, who were sinners and were destined to fall into hell. And Jesus gave His life, even to be hung on the cross for you and me. Even when you did not know about God, even when you didn't accept the gospel, but only befriended the world, acting as an enemy of the cross, namely, even when we are being controlled by Satan, our Lord called you first with His love with which He gave out His life for us. Also, even though you do not completely dwell in the truth, even after accepting the Lord and confessing your love for the Lord, our Father God keeps on waiting again and again. He looks at you with endless mercy and compassion and bears with you until you change. He guides us to become a child who is not controlled by Satan, but who dwells in the light. He always tries to find a way to give you blessings as you begin to change yourself. When our God loves us, He doesn't only love us with words saying, I love you, my child. He shows us clear evidence of His love. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. I will soon explain to you about the blessings for those who are in the whole spirit. If you can delight in the Lord deep in your heart and please God, God will walk with you and give you prosperity, and He will very quickly give answers to whatever you ask. Yesterday and day before yesterday, Saturday and Friday, the news weather forecast said the rain would rain until Sunday, and it would the rain would stop from Sunday evening. And I had to watch, be careful. I had to watch the weather forecast carefully because I had something. Monday, we have two reverends from the United States, and they will visit Muan, Sweetwater, on Monday. So if it rains Saturday and Sunday, rather than for them to say, oh, it rains a lot in Korea, it's better for the weather to be good. So I have a reason that the weather has to be good from Sunday. But I didn't pray about it. But how is the weather today? It's so clear. From early morning, it's very clear. Yesterday and day before, the new weather forecast said the rain would stop from Sunday evening, but it is already clear. He will let you lend and borrow from none, bless you whether you come in or go out, and He will make you the head and not the tail. That blessing will extend even to those who stay with you. Even though people in this world try their best to be successful, their success cannot be compared with the God-given blessings for those who go into whole spirit. Especially the blessings of God do not disappear according to situations. They last not only on this earth, but also in the eternal heavenly kingdom. If you truly believe this God, how should you love Him? Obviously, you will love Him more than anybody else or and resemble His image. You should cast off sins and evil quickly and go into Spirit and the whole Spirit. I hope all you members here and all of the world will not just be content with receiving salvation, but endeavor in your faith so that your Christian life will be one of the best ones. I urge you to accomplish the heart of the whole Spirit that is pure and perfect so that your existence itself will become joy to God. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will always walk with God and receive blessings and give glory to Him in all things. Let's pray thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become life and strength. Let us long for Spirit and Holy Spirit, and let us go into Holy Spirit quickly. Give us the strength. Let us become children who can be loved by you, Father. We can do it, Father. Father, give us strength and grace. Let us change quickly so that we will be children who are pleasing in your eyes. Let us be children who are pleasing in your eyes. Lord, give us strength and grace. Make us children of light who are in spirit and whole spirit. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. 사랑하는 당회장님, 연길 주님의 이름으로 문안 드립니다.
I greet you from last Friday online service, the week before.
자신의 얼굴과 배를 칼로 15군데 이상을 긋고
with a mental disorder,
죽으려고 시도를 하였고 유서를 쓰는 등 너무나 어둠의 지배를 받는 윤용 형제를
brother 윤용
어머님 이정자 성도님의 믿음으로
was stabbing his own face and stomach 15 times, and he was being controlled by the forces of darkness so much, and he tried to commit a suicide by drinking a poison. He tried to rely on the medicines, but his disease only got worse, and in difficult situation, he repented, and with a little bit of offering of faith, he received a prayer. On the internet, they sent the photo and prayer request to main church. And from Thursday, after sending the letter and photo, he could sleep well. And the evil spirits, they already knew and became calm. And his mother received a prayer on behalf of him, and she gave thanks to God with faith. And since then, a great change has taken place. And nowadays, people had to watch him 24 hours a day. But now, everything is okay. He doesn't have to be seen. Nobody has to watch him anymore. I have more evil than goodness, but because the shepherd is harboring me in your hearts, I was healed quickly, very quickly. How can I express all my gratitude, and how can I express it with letters, with words? I'd like to become a strength to my shepherd.
I
also give thanks that I'm always protected in the space of the shepherd, and we became your branch church. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on your sick parts and infirmities, and please receive the prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God. Please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and Most High Power of creation, and give them spiritual and physical health. Father, work, show your work transcending time and space. Bless all members of the churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries who are attending the service to this satellite all over the country, and all those children who are attending the service on the internet. Also, there are prayer requests with their photos. From China, Deaconess Yun Sun Lee. Also, Omimli's family, her children are demon-possessed. They are suffering since their birth. They want to be healed by the prayer. Father, work on them. 16-year-old son and 11-year-old daughter are demon-possessed. Father, drive the demons away from them. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, all demons go away. All dirty demons go away. Darkness go away. Light come. All the enemy, devil, and Satan go away. Loosen the chains of injustice and go away. Father, heal them and cleanse them and be glorified. Father God, also, received a blessing in the workplace after receiving prayer last time. And Father, thank you for blessing them. Also, there is a request from India. Father, work on them. There is a Tamil Nadu state governor election, and many Christians want a certain person. Father, work on them so that the Christianity will not be persecuted, but the gospel can be spread freely. Father, let a person who doesn't stand against God be elected. Father, bless them. Light come. Father, show your work. Let the gospel be preached freely. Father, let that kind of person be elected. Also, 27-year-old Rajesh Paul has a hydrocele. And Father, heal him. All the enemy, devil, and weaknesses go away. All hydrocele and problems and high fever go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. Father, heal him completely and be glorified. Father, his testicles are 5 times bigger than the ordinary size. Father, heal him. Father, also, all our members, burn them in the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation, and give them spiritual and physical health. Also, let all the television viewers have the same kind of work, experience the same kind of work. Father, give them prosperity and drive away all problems. Father, give them prosperity. Wherever your children may be, let all the strongholds of the enemy, devil, and Satan be crushed and demolished. And protect them, bless their families, workplaces, and businesses. With your blazing eyes, heavenly host and angels, and fiery walls of the Holy Spirit. Father, protect and bless all overseas missionaries, overseas ministers, and overseas members. Father, also bless the New York Crusade. Let everything go well. Let everything be prepared well for the New York Crusade. Father, protect all vehicles. Let there be no accident. And protect all church vehicles and the vehicles of the members. Father, thank you. Be glorified alone. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.